Put me on the first train west. Put me on the first train west. I ain't got no money left. I got this pistol in my vest. Put me on the first train west. Put me on the first train home. Put me on the first train home. It's a wicked world, everywhere you go, they'll pay a dollar for your soul. Put me on the first train home. Let me out where the wildfire burns. Let me out where the wildfire burns. Licking up the lodgepole pine, reflected in the fox's eye. Let me out where the wildfire burns. Give me the chance to look. One small spark is all it took. Come the minute that you can, life's a flicker of the telegram. It's when I ran.
Time for Talking Music on KVNF, your Mountain Grown community radio station. I am your host, Taya J. I'm joined today on the show by Gabrielle Louise and Caitlin Cannon, two-thirds of the musical trio that will be taking over the Sherboneau Theater on Friday, November 22nd, and the Paradise Theater on Saturday, November 23rd, as part of the Troubadour Takeover. The last third of this trio is Emily Scott Robinson, who was unable to be with us today, but who will be performing alongside these ladies at both shows. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy. Well, it is a pleasure to have you both on our KVNF airwaves. I want to start out by having each of you introduce yourselves to our listening area.
My name is Gabrielle Louise. I do live in the area. I love it here so much. I'm a total Peonia patriot and was coming here for a long time, even before I moved here, to perform. And so just fell in love with the valley. And I'm so pumped to be presenting or, co-presenting this show with the Paradise Theater in my hometown community.
I am Caitlin Cannon, and I currently live in Nashville, Tennessee. I used to live in Durango, Colorado, where I was writing many songs and but really very much based in Durango. And during COVID, I ended up moving to actually started touring full time and moving to Nashville ultimately, which was so ironic because I was, it was COVID.
I was gonna say, Kayla, that was the opposite for me. I've toured full time for what felt like ages, and then the pandemic came around, and I said, yes.
Yeah, it was crazy because I started this project with Alice Wallace then called Side Pony. And it felt like, we played like 200 or something shows between the summers of 21 and 22. And we'd play a show and the city would close, like every, it would quarantine like right after we were, it was just like running from a giant tsunami for better part of a year between two summers.
Well, the third member of your trio is Emily Scott Robinson. She's not able to be here with us on air today, so I'm wondering if one of you would be willing to introduce her to our listeners as well.
Yeah, Emily is a wonderful singer-songwriter. I think she also spent some time living in Nashville, but she's currently based in Telluride, and I think got a lot of momentum going for herself in that area as well. Caitlin, do you remember where she's from? She's from the Asheville area, right, in North Carolina?
Yeah, she's from North Carolina. Emily and I met back at the song school in Lyons. And we were both very green spring chickens, and she had been doing social work. And I just remember being so inspired by her because she is actually the first person who told me, Caitlin, you could do this if you wanted to. You just have to get in the van and go, and she had really turned her home was the road. And I think that I have actually taken inspiration and from a lot of what Emily has done, and it kind of helped me take steps forward a little more confidently, just knowing that someone had already stepped there.
For those listening that like aren't familiar with Emily's music already, she has this just like crystalline clarity both in her vocal quality, but particularly in her lyric writing, which I just want to chime in and agree with Caitlin has been really inspiring to me as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had her here in studio on Talkin' Music, and it's just, yeah, she's just a gem of a human being and so willing to embrace vulnerability, which I think is inspiring to me on a personal level, certainly.
Packed a suitcase, sold the rest. Couldn't wait to leave that town. U.S. highway rolling west, with all the windows down. Turns out I'm not a city girl. I miss the trees and sky and ground. I need to see what part of me I lost can still be. Stuck in time, where old men read the paper, drink their coffee black every morning of their lives. A waitress knows them all by name, got their orders memorized. This is the America that the interstate left behind. Washed in white, names like Holy Restoration, Tabernacle.
was Westward Bound from Emily Scott Robinson. I'm joined today on the show by Gabrielle Louise and Caitlin Cannon discussing their upcoming shows at the Sherboneau Theater and the Paradise Theater this weekend. So I'm curious, for the three of you, can you talk about when you figured out that there was collaborative and creative potential amongst the three of you to actually do something together?
Yeah, so pretty recently. I mean, we really have just done this program one other time. We presented it in Telluride. Just to back up the kind of history train a little further, I met Caitlin at the Telluride Troubadour competition. I guess, Caitlin, was that 2 years ago?
I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, and then even more recently, I crossed paths with Emily. And so, but we had all kind of done that competition. And so that was something that we connected over and were able to chat about. And we just were, I think, inspired by one another's songs and all loved the idea of the In the Round format. For listeners that aren't familiar with that, it's when you're sitting up on stage together and taking turns presenting your songs. But when we scheduled a concert for ourselves like that, we found that it was really easy and natural to just jump in and sing with each other, and so enjoyed the feeling of those harmonies that we thought we better do this again and make more excuses to sing and be inspired by one another's work.
Yeah, I remember the inception of like the moment of it, because it was in the hallway and Gabby, you were like, we should play some shows together. Maybe I said it. And we were talking about who we knew in Colorado, and I had mentioned Emily, and then somebody, we were at Folk Alliance, so there were musicians spilling out of every hotel room, and like someone went by on a gurney, and the EMT looked at Gabby and was like, nice dress, right? Like, I just remember it being so hilarious, because we were both concerned about that person on the gurney, but hey.
Yeah, Caitlin and I were just like lost it in laughter. We're like, shouldn't you be focused on your job? Like, is that person breathing?
It was a really great dress, though. It really was.
Folk Alliance is one of these fascinating places to go and network as a musician, because everybody that's there is dressed like to the nines, and you've never seen such a crazy collection of hats, you know, because I think each musician is trying to be seen as an individual in this like sea of hundreds and hundreds of musicians trying to make a mark. And so it's almost like a fabulous Halloween party, like a costume party.
So the upcoming show is called The Troubadour Takeover. What is a troubadour? How do you define a troubadour?
Oh, Caitlin, I'm curious to hear what you would say.
You know, I defer to Mary Gaucher on this one. I just like her definition. Now, can I tell you what her definition is? No, but I could say whatever Mary Gaucher says, we should go with that. I think the troubadour is like the peddling song, the storyteller.
Yeah, the peddling songwriter. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you know, the more that the art form, whatever art form it is, you know, storytelling sort of seems like it's under attack now that everything has to be done in a 15-second clip, right? So yeah. You know, how do you tell your stories? But I think that the troubadour is sort of the, you know, the renegade, the one who will continue to keep the art forms alive, that, you know, so that they'll be there as soon as we all become digital.
Particularly because I'm sure, like, etymologically speaking, I mean, I don't know for a fact, but I would guess that it probably really has roots in, like, the medieval ages, when you had these like bards traveling around and like delivering their music. And that's the epitome of the way for it to be listened to in long format, in person, live. And so, yeah, maybe selecting that word does have some kind of a hopefulness of like the return to honoring the genre in that format.
I'm curious for you, you mentioned storytelling, and I've always loved story songs. I've always found story songs really compelling. I've always found, I mean, to me, obviously doing what I do, I'm a little biased in the sense that I love stories, and I would argue that they are, you know, essential for our social and cultural survival. And I'm curious for each of you, what are the stories that you're telling and what are the stories that you want to be telling?
Well, I think it's so important to think about and to be aware of that. Because they are these little, like, they're like safety handles in a car or something that we hang on to when our lives get really chaotic. You know, like, it just that comforting feeling of like mother telling you a story before bed. And so I think it is important to be conscientious of that. I tend to gravitate toward, for example, in a show I gave a few days ago, I was really excited about an arrangement I created of like a historic tale concerning Ernest Shackleton and his expedition to the Antarctic. That was like a fun one for me to write. So I kind of like the historic content. But if it isn't like strictly narrative, I'm also just loving like sharing my thoughts on how to be kinder to each other in this like increasingly polarized world.
Yeah, for me, I started in life as an actor. I say actor because that's what the self-respecting actor would call oneself before. If you were Meryl Streep, you could call yourself an actress. But I took, I was really quite committed to this until my mid-20s. And, I was in New York and I started writing songs, and I'll spare you the details of that transition. But I think that it's been hard to try to kind of figure out, like, there's something that wants to come through. And I think that it is ultimately like whether, oh, am I an actress? Am I a storyteller? Am I a musician? All the labels that we can subscribe to. Storyteller seems to be the one that just fits. If you try to stifle your creativity, it's just going to come out in another area. So by the time that I had actually found songwriting, and it was like the art form that I found that I could put m like m use kind of all of my talents right through this medium, because there's sort of like the performance aspect of being a performing musician, and then there's the musical aspect, and then there's the writing. My dream, like with the new album too, is to like craft a really like sonically beautiful experience, but also like a very visually striking live show. I think that you can bring so many elements of storytelling together through this art form, or it just has to stand on its own because all you have is you and your guitar and your voice, So how solid is your story?
I think that's a great point. I really respect deeply songwriters that are able to craft compositions that can get handed off and passed down and still just really feel like they have legs and like do the work in the world that they were intended to do.
Thanks. Yeah, I think that's something like that you and Emily and I really have in common. Like, we all take our songwriting very seriously. And I think that we've all, like a craftsman does, like you develop sort of your own personal style. And that was what I really noticed when the three of us played together, like how distinctive each of our voices are. How they all kind of work together to like, it really is a pretty, it's a really pretty dynamic and complete show together.
Yeah, really diverse. Like, there didn't feel like there was like any of us were stepping on one another's toes in terms of genre or content. So yeah, I'm so looking forward to doing it again.
I'm curious, do you feel like that's intentional? Like, do you feel like you had to be intentional about, allowing space for each of you to shine individually and collectively, or are you saying more that it just happened inherently?
I think it was really spontaneous. Like, I'd been recently become very interested in writing these kind of almost antiquated 1940s throwback sounding songs, like in a jazz genre and a little bit in a country genre, like inspired by Patsy Cline or and so I was sort of occupying that corner just naturally. And then Emily's so wholesome, and for those that don't know, she's actually on John Prine's record label, and I think her songs equally stand up to John Prine's. I mean, the compositions are so strong. And so you can feel like you're just like bumping down a country road, or like you're sitting in the quiet corner of a diner observing some like perfect piece of Americana. And then Caitlin will take the stage, and she has a side career as a stand-up comic, which Caitlin, I'd love to hear you speak to a little bit. And then all of a sudden everyone's just like uproariously laughing. And so it just felt really nice going like around in these kind of cycles of different moods.
Yeah, it's funny. I love that you're, so many people call it a career. I don't really think that it's a career yet. But I think that by the time I'm 60, I'll have put in close to my 10,000 hours and I'll be really good at it.
I love that. I love the 6-year-old comic like coming into her prime. I feel like that's beautiful.
I'm so excited. It makes me feel like I'm gonna, I think we should all, you got to find something that you're excited about, like being really bad at right now, but you could be really good at it
Yeah,
when
totally.
you are years, because I think that that's what keeps you young, So yeah, that's my next dream, is to be like a working comic by the time I'm 60.
let's talk a little bit about the details around the shows for our listeners. You'll be performing at the Sherboneau in Ridgeway on November 22nd, and then at the Paradise here in Paonia on Saturday, November 23rd. Will these shows be comparable, similar to one another, slightly different? Describe the paint the landscape a little bit for us, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest distinction is just that we won't have our beloved opener with us in Ridgeway. I also anticipate they'll probably be different because I'm sure we'll have different, slightly different song selections each night. But really looking forward to both spaces. I mean, the Sherboneau is such a wonderful asset to the community, and so really excited to go back there as well. We have a fabulous opener who all three of us have worked with independently for different reasons, but his name is Antonio Lopez, and so he's going to be kicking off the night at the Paradise. And he happens to be playing in duo format with my younger brother. And so that's going to be an exciting component of the program, too.
I love that. I love that. Will you describe Antonio's music for, I don't know that we'll have time to air it on this particular show. Can you describe it a little bit for our listeners?
Sure. I mean, Antonio writes also with like extreme clarity. He's from Alamosa, Colorado, and his father was a Chicano rights activist. And so he has lots of social messaging in his music that I find profoundly moving. But he presents as such a humble, humble character. And he's very skilled at saying a lot with very little, and it's coming across very authentically and very naturally. So I'm a big Antonio Lopez fan. I often have thought while putting this program together, like, we should be opening for him.
I love that. Appreciate you sharing that. Are you ladies finding time to rehearse together, or is what happens on stage going to be a little bit more like raw and in the moment?
We do have one rehearsal planned, but because Caitlin's in Nashville and Emily and I are here, we've done a lot of coordinating digitally. And so I think the answer is there'll be a combination of both and probably like standing on the shoulders of what we presented together last summer.
Ladies, if folks want to know more about either of you, what's the best way to go about doing that?
I keep my website pretty updated, which is just my name, GabrielleLouise.com. And yeah, I'll put things up on Instagram as well.
Yeah, Instagram and the website are really the best for me too. And I'm at CaitlinCannonMusic.com and really CaitlinCannonMusic everywhere. And Emily should be EmilyScottRobinson.com and probably Emily Scott Robinson everywhere else too.
And I will say, I still really appreciate YouTube. That's a space that I'll put long format videos up like pretty frequently. And I think that the audience there is still interested in long format content. So I actually really like YouTube for that as well.
Ladies, anything else that feels important to mention about these two upcoming shows on our Western Slope?
No, I don't think so. Just that we're so excited to be doing them. And also a huge thank you to Michael at the Paradise Theater for being such a wonderful collaborator.
Yeah, just a thank you to everybody. And thank you to everyone who's already coming. And tell your friends. And if you're on the fence, definitely come out. Because I think in lack of being able to rehearse, one of the greatest things that happens is what happens between us spontaneously in the moment. It'll be fun and exciting. And it'll be very now.
Ladies, thank you both so much for making time to chat with us.
Yeah, Tate, thanks for having us.
That's Gabrielle Louise and Caitlin Cannon joining me today on Talkin' Music. Gabrielle and Caitlin, accompanied by Emily Scott Robinson, will perform at the Sherboneau Theater in Ridgeway on Friday, November 22nd. Tickets and information about that show can be found at sherboneau.org. They will also perform at the Paradise Theater in Paonia on Saturday, November 23rd. Tickets and information can be found at paradiseofpaonia.com. We're going to go ahead and go out with Caitlin's latest single, Beggar. For more Talkin' Music programming, you can visit our website, kvnf.org. I'm your host, Taya J. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much for listening.
It was never a white picket fence or too much extravagance. I don't know when it became whatever I thought I could get. Maybe I lowered the bar, a run too far. When the world don't ever give you better than you think you are, I'm saving face now, 'cause I'm no beggar. I got Hit and run. Time makes